you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
I was speaking with a recent former smoker.
Good for them.
Who also said, so what's up with this that people say that, the taste comes back, things taste better, things smell better. He says he has not experienced that either. I said, I've not experienced it. I looked it up on the interwebs. Apparently, it really is a thing. Everybody says that it's true, but it has not been my experience. It's not been this person's experience.
Maybe you're shot.
And other smokers have said, you know, yeah, that's a, we think they're lying.
All of them?
Every one of them.
I never smoked, but the people I've talked to say it did change.
I think they're lying.
They can taste stuff. Why would they lie about that?
Yeah.
I don't really care.
I've heard that. Yeah. But I've not experienced that.
It makes
that.
Sense. It would taste better, but...
Yeah. It does make sense.
Because they say that actually
but
science...
I did not experience
dulls
that.
The taste buds anytime you put smoke in there.
I did not experience that.
Now, did you experience this? Because it happened to me. And I've only been, you know, not smoking for a few weeks now. But you start coughing a little more because the little villi or whatever in your bronchial tubes... which are beat down.
Is loosening up.
Weighted down by tar for years and years, and that's finally starting to break up, so you'll cough a little more.
I'm not aware of that.
Until that goes away.
That didn't dawn on me. That may or may not have happened. I don't remember.
Well, they might have knocked yours loose when they were in there cutting out the tumor.
Good point.
They might have been. It was a tumor.
Yeah.
Puma.
Or you might have been coughing because of the opioids.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Or the MRSA.
Which you kicked.
The MRSA, I don't know. Does the MRSA make you cough?
No. It doesn't.
But while we're talking about things that Craig kicked their ass.
Yes, he did.
I did not.
Smoking, tumors, MRSA.
Don't mess with him.
Opioids.
Bodies of Wonderland.
Yeah, that's it.
He's the Man of Steel, man.
Yeah. It's Samantha Bee's birthday today.
I like Samantha Bee.
Yeah. Do you know how old she is?
44.
Yeah, I was going to say early 40s.
43.
49.
Oh.
Okay. And banging...
married to...
Jason Jones. Right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Is that show coming back? I kind of like that show from
There's so many shows out there.
It's called The Detour.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I'm not sure.
With Natalie Z...
Oh, I like her.
Yeah, I like her too.
She was one of your more current TV crushes.
Yes, she is specifically from that show.
Yeah.
Well, she was great on Justified. She was also great on, she was on Californication too, where she liked butt stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty sexual.
Yeah, she's very sexual.
On The Detour as well.
Butt stuff?
Yes, renewed for a fourth season, Todd.
Say when it's coming around?
It does not, no.
They used to be able to tell you that. Now they just say, hey, another season's coming
up. Exactly. You never know.
Another season's coming up when we get done filming this one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the worst storm to hit the United States this year?
Well, is it the Willa that's coming through now?
No.
No.
Or the other hurricanes that we had?
Well, the one that just hit?
No.
The one that hit Puerto Rico?
No.
Consists of the United States province.
Oh, no. The one out in the Pacific that hit Guam.
Pretty much Guam, yeah.
You too.
The Mariana Islands. The Northern Mariana Islands hit here within the last day or two.
Now we have
the strongest on Earth this year, Super Typhoon U2, just hit American territories in the Pacific.
How
180-mile-an-hour winds, 50,000 people.
That's still a lot.
Tropical Storm U2?
U2.
Y-U-T-U.
Is that a Samoan name?
I don't know specifically.
I don't know. Good question. I don't know the origin of the name U2.
180-mile-an-hour winds.
I'm going to ride it. Well, that's an island. They had to ride it out, right?
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere.
Evacuate
island, right?
To the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we have a podcaster and a Facebook friend who lives in Taiwan, and it looks like it's making the path toward Taiwan, but it might calm a little bit, but still, it's kicking up some big wind.
Yeah, they call this a super typhoon. Tropical storm force winds extend around 240 miles out from the center.
Most it's a very big ocean.
Most homes will sustain severe damage. Complete roof failure and wall collapse. Most industrial buildings will be destroyed.
Jeez.
Most low-rise apartment buildings will be severely damaged or destroyed. Most trees will be snapped or uprooted. Electricity out for weeks.
Is there some sort of shelters there? There's got to be some.
The Navy recorded a maximum wave height cresting at 52 feet.
Whoa. Dude.
They say it's an historically significant event. Could be one of the most intense tropical cyclones ever recorded. Going on right now. That's in America.
Yeah. There's no getting away from it.
Yeah. In Merca.
Not in those islands, no.
Yep.
Now, the one Willa that came across Mexico is going to affect South Texas. They say it may even go up the coast and turn into a nor'easter just in time to ruin the World Series next week.
Oh, good. That's pretty much dropped off to not much at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it?
It's just turning into a rain and wind event.
Yeah.
And you're assuming that the World Series makes it back to Boston.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. It may not. I hope it does, but it may not.
It'll make one game. It'll come back one game.
Come to Boston.
Yeah. Springtime.
She said no.
She said no.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
I like that song.
I love that song. My son, I'll have that. I have.
Do you like that song? Because I love she's the number one fan of a man from Tennessee.
I love it.
Well,
like
I've never been
he's
from Tennessee.
Arkansas. He's from Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's dumb. That's a great song. And you know why it's a great song? I'll tell you why it's a great song.
Tell me.
Because osmosis kicked in and my son will sing it.
Really?
Because he listens to bad rap, horrible rap, but while he's listening to rap on his headphone, with his phone to his ear, I'll play those kind of music because certain channels just play that kind of stuff, mellow stuff. So that song's every 8 hours, basically. And all of a sudden it was on. He was in the back seat maybe 3 weeks ago. I heard, please come to Boston. He's singing it. I'm thinking, hey.
Wow.
Good music penetrates.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it in a while. Yeah.
Dave Loggins.
I hear it every day.
Please come to Boston.
It was Dave Loggins,
the,
right?
Song we're referencing. Yeah. Do we have that?
And Screw That Kid, by the way.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Yeah, he's got the beard. Plus, the beard's even coming in now.
Shut up.
Sideburns Chew the Goat is starting to fill in.
Screw that kid.
He's 14.
Screw that kid. And everything he stands for. And the horse he rode in on.
Sideburns to the goat are coming in.
Do we have it in the greatest hits collection anywhere?
No.
I'm looking here.
Yeah, because I don't want to hear the Kenny Chesney remake.
No. He did that?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot me.
About 14 years ago.
Oh, unnecessary.
Reba did it, too.
Oh, that's got to be brutal. Cross-eyed Reba.
Her and her no upper lip.
No upper lip and cross eyes.
I'd give David Allen Coe put it out the same year that Dave Loggins did.
David Loggins had the hit.
Yeah. John Mayer is now 41.
Your body's a wonderland.
Just
referenced
so is
that
yours.
Earlier. Yeah. Thank you, puss.
Who's he banging now?
Well, I
anybody
don't know.
Anybody wants?
No, that's
no,
not true.
No, it sounds like nobody.
No, that is not true, and that's the point of the story. He cannot bang anyone he wants anymore. He says he's too old.
Long in the tooth?
Yeah.
Girls are not into him. He's 41.
Yeah, he sat down with Cassie David this Cassie David's unofficial Instagram story series, Current Mood. At one point during the interview, Cassie instructed John Mayer to blink if he had slept with more than 800 women. He did not blink. Then she asked him to blink if he'd slept with more than 500, and he blinked and said, maybe a soft 500. Nevertheless,
it wasn't soft at all. 500, good for
maybe
him.
Maybe a soft 500. He says that they just don't like him as much anymore. He says he finds people not being into him brings a real level of reality into his life. When he was in his early 20s, he couldn't miss. He kind of abused that, though.
Well, of course he did. He's a young rock star. Here's the deal with that, too. It might help if he doesn't tour with the Grateful Dead.
Well,
because that's all he does now. Yeah. He's on tour with the Dead, and he's right next to to Bob Weir, and that
crowd.
Well,
yeah, but everybody looks good next to
Bob
Weir.
No, but that crowd is old, and who cares?
He said not long ago he gave a girl his number, and she said, "I probably won't use it."
How old is he now?
41.
Yeah. 41. Okay.
Yeah.
And you said Katy Perry turned what? 34.
34.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He used to bang her.
Yeah, but that was a relationship.
But she's grown up.
Yeah.
I don't think it was any kind of rude.
No, they were dating. They were dating.
I don't think he had.
They were actually dating, yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't really date anybody for very long.
He dated Jennifer Aniston. He dated her. Yeah.
Was Taylor Swift dating?
Taylor Swift, Minka Kelly, Jessica Simpson.
Oh, Minka Kelly. Yeah, Jessica Simpson.
He said he talked about a moment at an Oscars party in 2016 when reality struck. He said he saw Scarlett Johansson. And he said to himself, for the first time in his life, with the clearest of voices, she wants nothing to do with you. And he said he found that relieving.
Renee Zellweger for a little while.
And 500 people we don't know.
Oh, yeah.
All young, hot women.
Yeah, groupies.
He says that he thinks being a famous man is somewhat similar to being a beautiful woman, which means, yes, there is access. But there's seldom any desire. He says the older he gets, the less desirous he is about unsheathing new body parts.
You know, there was a period of
time. Nobody's breaking a violin out for John
No.
Mayer. Because, you know, he could still pull. You know he could.
There was a 2 to 3 year window in his life, you know, that he banged every waitress that waited on him.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Him and Tiger.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Not at all. It's a positive thing. John Mayer did it right. Why would he settle down? John Mayer, the chicks loved John Mayer for 20 years.
Oh, we forgot Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes.
My body is a wonderland. Yeah. It was supposedly written about her.
Yeah. Or could have been any other hot chicks he dated. They all had great bodies.
Yeah, I was reading that article yesterday before I sent it to Craig, and he said that, you know, the chicks would ask him to sing as they were getting down. And he's like, yeah, it was probably cheesy, but I did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If it was going to seal the deal.
Sing, Craig, next time we get down.
Okay.
Here it is. Sing this to me.
No.
And by the way, this was already in the system.
Really?
Yes.
Whisper it in my ear. I've probably played it before. Whisper it in my ear, Craig.
I'm looking all over for it. It's already there.
Wow. I am surprised.
Please come to Boston for the springtime.
Remember, my kid loves this song now.
Screw that kid.
Some friends and they've got lots of room. And you can sell your paintings on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I love this song. All right. Go ahead, Craig. Let's leave it in the background there.
Okay. The theory goes that if you have sex with an ex after a breakup, you might be making breaking up even harder than it needs to be.
But it's wrong, right?
New research suggests that actually you might want to go ahead and have sex with your ex. It just depends.
You settle down. Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
Okay, back.
This research published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior looked at a couple of studies. Researchers looked at day-to-day emotions, feelings of attachment for the exes, thoughts about the breakup, and how they felt about the long-term breakup, or how they felt about the breakup long-term. And they found that having sex with an ex did not have negative repercussions in the short or the long term. On days when participants had sex with the ex, they were in a better mood that day and a better mood the next day.
That's good then, right?
Over 2 months, having sex with an ex was not found to hinder breakup recovery. Now, the researchers...
And she said, hey, Ramblin' boy, why don't you settle down?
Are we in Denver now?
Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me.
I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
Arkansas.
The researchers did notice that those who had...
I always change it to Arkansas when I'm singing a crying.
Good, thank you. They did notice that those who had sex with an ex reported a stronger emotional attachment to their ex-partner, but it's not clear whether they felt that because they had sex or that they were more likely to have sex if there was a strong emotional bond. They're not sure which way that went. But
I also think sex. I think exes that people have sex with because it's familiar. They can do it. You're not picking somebody else new up. You know what's happening.
Right.
Right.
You know what they like. Right. You know what's going to happen.
Now, just for in case somebody's listening, I haven't done that in a long time. Like 20 years. Yeah.
Are you sure on that number?
Yeah, you want to say you want to go
21 years.
21 maybe?
21 years.
There you go.
Thank you, Puss.
I know your relationship with math is kind of loose and fast, so I wanted to make sure you were on the right number.
You shouldn't make hasty number calls.
21 years and a month.
Because you know she knows.
Oh, yeah.
To L.A., she just said no.
No.
Boy, won't you come home to me?
Now we're in L.A. Come home. Come home.
And she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? L.A. ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. No, no, I'm the number one fan of the man. Tennessee.
Hold it. Hit the high note here, Craig. Try it.
No.
Try it.
I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
We should go sing that in karaoke this weekend.
Can you imagine going to a Dave Loggins concert and waiting to the end to hear that?
If I saw that live, I would love it. And does Dave still tour? Look it up.
Or is he selling real estate?
He could be. Denver, L.A., and Boston.
Yep, I always thought that chick was selfish and unreasonable.
Yeah, she could have come out. He had cool places. All three of those places sound cool.
Every one
little
of those.
Cafe in Boston. Right. Denver's cool. L.A.'s cool.
And
by the way, looking out over the ocean, too.
Why fine towns.
She could have left Tennessee.
But she wanted to settle down, and he's running all over the damn country, doing this here for a while, going there for a while.
Go with him for a while.
She didn't want to.
I know, bitch.
Yeah, it sounded like he had a place lined up looking over the ocean.
Right, that was
LA.
I know, no
crap.
Yeah,
and then he had a place looking over the mountains, and he had a place looking over this.
Yeah.
Just settle down somewhere and stay.
Come home. It was an ex. It was coming home and banging an ex.
Yeah.
It worked good with the story.
Yeah.
It's about banging an ex.
And that was 74, and those towns have only gotten cooler since 74.
Yeah,
I don't think Dave's on the road these days.
No, he isn't.
Is he not with us?
The last set list listed on here for him was in October of 79.
Yeah,
I don't think he's on the road
these
days.
Is he dead?
He's Kenny's cousin, too. There's a relationship there.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And Please Come Home to Boston was the main set closer.
Of course it was.
And he came out for one for the encore.
Oh, he's
in 79.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell Me Anything But the Truth.
He hasn't toured since 79?
Well, that's the last set. I can't find a whole lot of information on Dave Loggins' tours.
He does have a website, and you can check out the stories behind
the
songs.
Yeah, but there's nothing listed there for tours.
All right, John wants to know if sex with an ex is still okay after 3 years.
Yeah.
Being broken.
Yeah, that's just...
Yeah.
It's all new again then.
It is.
Yeah.
And Dave is still alive.
That's good for Dave.
He is. So they do say that those having trouble letting go of the ex are those most likely to seek out sexual contact. But beyond that, researchers don't see anything wrong with having sex with the ex.
Good for research.
If it boosts your mood and doesn't put your breakup recovery in a grinding halt, and that's the trouble.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it.
Now,
but
does it matter?
But then figure out why. Are you trying to get back together? Are you just feeling lonely? You know, that sort of thing.
It's probably the second more than anything. But is it the same situation if there's a house full of your kids there, too? Or are these single people that got back together?
I don't have that information
specifically.
There's no
kids and baggage and who knows.
Right. There's various forms of X.
Yeah, there is. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would ask John that question. Well, why don't you just get back together with her or just want to bang her?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to get back together with her.
No. Obviously not. No. Because he's saying he's having sex and still referencing her as an ex. So yeah.
She might want to get back together with him. So
that might be
John's
the,
a piece of ass.
He's a total package.
She's listening to us.
No, it might be she doesn't want to get back together with him.
And she just wants sex.
Yeah.
I can't think. I have to assume she desires him constantly because he's the total package.
Well, I think she just wants John to leave.
Doubtful.
Rambling man, come on back home. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.